Hi, Ron. We wrapped up the third day of the Kansas Wheat Tour. We ended the tour in Kansas, reporting our numbers for Kansas early this afternoon at the Kansas City Board of Trade. We had a total of 455 stops with wheat estimates for the state of Kansas making 40.7 bushels per acre. Last year for the 2009 crop, we had a total of 459 stops with an estimate for Kansas at 40.8 bushels per acre. The group's estimates for the state of Kansas this coming harvest is 333,500,000 bushels. Last year, that estimate was 335,775,000 bushels. So basically, we are looking at the same estimates, only this year the estimate was a little over 2 million bushels lower. Kansas had 9.1 million acres planted last year, and this year has 8.6 million acres planted. I think the estimates are right in line. My observation from the tour is that we saw a lot of 45-bushel wheat while also seeing a lot of 20-bushel wheat. This being said, to me, everything balanced out on the tour and looked average. We saw some high-yielding dryland wheat in western Kansas around Scott City and Garden City, but in most of the other areas, it was 35 to 40-bushel yields. Right now, they have above-adequate moisture in western Kansas, but I think they will need one more good rain to make sure that they get the predicted high yields. Also, in my observations, they are having a lot of nitrogen deficiency issues like we are having in southwest and central parts of Oklahoma. So in many places, the wheat looks good from the road, but once you walk out into the field, you find thinner stands than what are expected. Also, a lot of the wheat in double cropping situations was planted in 10-inch row spacings rather than the 7.5 to 8-inch spacings, so that is going to have some impact on the yields in places as well. We saw a lot of ground going back into corn and soybeans, so those are just some things to take into consideration.